Bonjour everyone, and welcome to the second episode of Hack and Hired. Today we're going to talk about your CV. Now, as mentioned on the first episode, whatever the reason may be for you to look for another job today, whether you quit, you got fired, you wanted to explore something else, or this may even be your first job, you will need to update or create a CV, right? And I know that some of us are better at writing than others. Some of us are more creative and are more comfortable when it comes to promoting themselves than others. And you know what? That's okay, because today I'm just going to give you a few tips that anyone can use and that will make a difference and that will make your CV stand out. Now, I'm just going to put it out there, but I don't believe that a CV is necessarily the best way, or should I say not the only way, to judge someone's abilities to perform in a job. And I'm going to discuss that in another episode later on, because I think it's a great topic, especially considering how the world has changed and how the new generations are really struggling when it comes to communication and face-to-face interviews or face-to-face meetings, because that's not something that we're used to anymore. And I do think it's going to really change the way we approach interviews in the future. So this is something I want to talk about, but yeah, not today, sorry. So there's some classic do's and don'ts, which most people already know about. And again, those are very important because yes, although it may not be the best way to judge someone's ability, a resume, a CV, is still what we consider as your business card. It's the first contact that someone has with you. So it kind of makes it important, right? So a few do's and don'ts. Obviously, use a format that will make people want to read it. Do not make it too wordy. Put emphasis on your achievement and skills. And do not use general statements such as reliable, hardworking. I mean, I'm sorry, but this should be a given. People expect you to be hardworking, punctual, reliable, ambitious. These are what I call fake qualities because everyone should have them. So do not include them in your CV. Use stronger words, right? And there's a lot of examples of them on the internet. So make sure that you're brave enough to be bold, right? Sell yourself. You're worth it. A CV should be targeted to the job you're applying for, always. You want to make it easy for the person who is reading it to think, right, this person kind of ticks all the boxes. So use words that match the job description and qualities that match their expectations. Use numbers, statistics, when needed, obviously, and do not lie. They will find out. And why am I saying this? Because according to Career Builder, there's 75% of employers who caught a lie on a resume. I mean, that's crazy. So try to make simple things sound better than they are, right? Because you still need to sell yourself at the end of the day. But make sure to not lie so that if they ask about a specific number, statistics that you wrote on your resume, if they ask that in an interview, make sure you know the answer. Otherwise, I can promise you that they would not call you for the second stage interview. So moving on to kind of like the look and the layout. The top of your resume should be filled with what you're the most proud of, your skills and obviously your latest job experience that you need to kind of detail. So the latest job description is, the more detailed it needs to be. And then obviously what goes underneath that doesn't need to be as detailed. So you don't need to put as many bullet points, right? And why it's great to be really proud about your accomplishments and skills. Anytime you write something, ask yourself, why is that relevant, right? Do not waste words on something that isn't relevant to the person reading it. And another advice, which I found made a very big difference for me at least, is to not center your text. We read from left to right and our eye naturally returns to the left margin once it's ready to move on to the next line of text. So surprise your reader with catchy titles and subtitles that are centered to the left and make them want to read what's underneath it. So the titles and subtitles are probably what they're going to be reading first. So how can you make them interesting? How can you make them catchy enough so that they will want to read it? Well, customize them, differentiate them to the classic phrases, right? For example, instead of skills, write what I'm good at. Instead of hobbies, write what my free time looks like, and instead of accomplishment, say something along the line of most proud of, right? Those are little things, but they really make a difference, trust me. And in terms of look, I cannot emphasize enough the importance of having a resume that catches the reader's eyes while reflecting on who you are at the same time. Now, while this may seem like a hard thing to do, it's actually pretty simple. Think of it this way. If you're an extroverted person, would you really want your resume to be very classic and boring? No, you need to make it stand out. Use colors, shape, special font, you're allowed to. The age of classic resume with Times New Roman or Calibri font size 12 is well behind us. You can be creative and clean at the same time. So make your stand out, right? And think of all the clean and classic resumes that a recruiter goes through every day. To give you an idea, according to Glassdoor, on average, each corporate job offer attracts 250 resumes. Now, of those candidates, only 1 out of 6 get picked out, so about 42, which will catch the recruiter's attention. And they will read that resume for only 6 seconds on average, right? So there's no time for classic. You need to make your stand out. Give yourself a chance to be picked and choose catchy subtitles, color, anything that will give the recruiter an opportunity to really find out who you are in those 6 seconds. I know it's hard, right? But you still need to practice this. And if you're passionate about fashion, or if you're applying for a creative role, for example, then why not make your resume look like a fashion magazine's cover page? Why not? Yeah, just do it. And surprise the reader. Give yourself a chance to be picked out of all the other resumes they read. And ask yourself, if I were in the shoes of the recruiter, what would I like to see? And I know it's hard, but think of the main important things about you, accomplishments, skills, job experience. Make sure they stand out at the top of your resume. Practice scanning your resume in 6 to 8 seconds and see what really catches your eyes. This exercise will make you work on your format and figure out what's more important to what's not. And remember, we naturally read from left to right and our eyes will automatically go back to the left. So make sure anything important, catchy, will be centered to the left. Lastly, if you're one of those who are happy with their current resume and feel like they can, you know, just add the latest job experience at the top, well, here is my advice. Nouveau job pour une nouvelle vie, as we say in French, right? New job for a new life. Even if you might have room to just add your latest job experience with a few bullet points and slightly rearrange things around, I recommend you to give it a full refresh. Change some of the color or add color if there wasn't any. Change the format slightly. Switch the accomplishment and skills over. Make your own A/B testing of resume and figure out what works best. Again, a new CV for a new role, for a new life. Make sure this new one reflects on the new you or on the new you that you want to be. Thank you all, and I hope you enjoyed this episode and stay tuned for the next one. Bye-bye.